seem to recognize your face. Haunting, familiar, yeah, I can't seem to place it. Cannot find the candle of thought to light your name.
The best bumper music with the best guests. Sam doing a great job over there for sure. Hey, American Door, I hope that at no point in time in your life that you ever had to call American Door, but it is good to know that they are there, that when that garage door, when you need new garage doors, when that garage door goes down, if you have broken springs or tracks or the motors and remote controls and all that don't work in the residential setting, in the commercial setting, they just do it, and they do a great job of it. And in that commercial setting, the all the dock equipment, and I didn't know about this, I had to ask about it, but seeing the dock levelers and the edge of dock levelers and the bumpers and the shelters and the dock seals, I knew nothing about that whole industry. And then I saw it and say, well, yeah, that makes all the sense in the world, backing these trucks in and getting these equipment out and getting these, you know, getting these, the stuff out of those warehouses and out of the deal. Yeah, you got to do it. Think about our great friends at American Door Masters, American Door. 864-990-3075, 864-990-3075. As we bring on Paul Strelo of TigerIllustrator.com. Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Excellent, Mickey. Hope you guys are as well.
I am. I want to do something that we've never done here. I'm going to invite our listeners to text in. You guys do an awesome job now of emails from your subscribers, so I'll do that now. Mm-hmm. If you have a question for Paul Strelo, 654-ROAR, 654-7627, Adams Code River text line. I'll ask you anything we've learned. You know, with the control message, once you don't get any access, you got to lean on a bunch of sources. I've got a couple of guys go to practice every day that send me stuff. But still, you don't see it with your own eyes. And it is mm-hmm. controlled by what players and coaches you have access to. But in that controlled message era that we're in now, in that time of year we're in now, what have you learned here since we last spoke?
Oh, you know, I think over the course of camp, the returns that, you know, I think that stick out to me that you've gathered, you know, there are a lot of times you come out of camp going, all right, the needle is up for one side of the ball, down for the other, and you don't know necessarily where the accurate balance is until you face real competition. And I think that's something the coaching staffs deal with as well. You know, I think that it's been pretty even and competitive between the offense and defense, and I think that's a good sign. You know, I think that there have been a lot of indications that the passing game is going to be really good. Whether you want to call it a next step for Cade Klubnik and some of those guys, or just kind of the natural trajectory that offense has been on, I think there's sentiment that, you know, there have been times before you come out with questions on the offense coming out of camp. I think they feel really good about the passing game and what they've got with Adam Randall in the running game. You know, defensively, will they be the best tackling team in America? That might be a leap, but I think that just the overall change in focus, just kind of messaging on there day after day, I think that Tom Allen's energy, the intensity, I think has gone about, you know, just the overall presence has gradually changed or is changing the identity of that defense to where I don't think we are going to see them be the sieve that they were the final 3-4 games of the season. So, you know, I think Clemson returning to, you know, or approaching the level that we are and standard that we are accustomed to seeing them over previous years, you know, I think that this team can reach those heights. There are still questions. You know, I think that based on what we've seen from, you know, the last couple of games last year, will they make, you know, can that offense hum like we've been talking about? You know, safety, I think, remains not necessarily a concern, but a question, you know, that I think that, you know, they feel like they've got good players there, but, you know, there's still going to be mistakes along the way. Can they cover those? You know, can they minimize those mistakes, you know, from some guys who are just getting their first real college experience out there? But also, can the defensive line, the defensive front, be strong enough to mitigate and really take some of that out of the equation? I think that there are reasons to feel good there. But a lot of what you're coming out of camp with is, all right, who's still healthy? What are we going to have to work around a little bit? Khalil Barnes has been out for a while with a hamstring, and you knew that's going to be a later decision there on how that comes together. Can they get Jaden Lucas back and part of that rotation to kind of fortify what they've got at corner and give them three guys that you feel comfortable with in this opener? I think those are things still to play over this next week.
All right, you mentioned Barnes, 49-79. How is Barnes doing with that hamstring? We had another Barnes question about safety or nickel and role and where you could see him line up this season.
Mm-hmm. I think Barnes will be more of a deep safety for them. I think personnel-wise that matches up better right now because I think you're going to have more of a corner presence at nickel for most of the time and the teams you play. And so that plays more into Shelton Lewis. And if you've got a healthy Shelton Lewis compared to last year, I think Tink Kelly has also done well there as a safety playing nickel. And so I think that that's probably the direction Clemson goes more. There'll be teams where maybe you throw a bigger linebacker type out there, or maybe even if you can get a Jaden Lucas back healthy, you can play around with going three true corners over there. But I think right now Barnes fits better for them playing deep, and Shelton Lewis, a veteran who healthy, kind of has some dog to him in his game. I think that's probably the pairing that puts the puzzle together the best. As far as where he is health-wise, I don't know that he is returned to practice, but I think really this is kind of the week that they are hoping to get some progress there and see if that comes together. When that initial hamstring injury happened, that usually is a 2-3 week kind of deal. So I think, I don't know that he isn't following the natural timeline for when he is supposed to be back, but I think that's going to be a closer to game time decision on just what do you have from him.
I'm my listeners are like your readers. They have some great questions. One here, this is from 5390. Do you feel like Tink Kelly, Brandon Stroger are going to see significant snaps against LSU?
I think if all plays out health wise, probably not. I think that against this kind of caliber opponent in the opener, what we've seen from Clemson in the past is you're trying to ride your established commodities as much as possible. Now, I'm not saying they will not get snaps, and every snap in this game could be significant. So, technically speaking, they could get significant snaps. But I think under the circumstances, Clemson will try and go with its veteran guys to go with a Shelton Lewis, to go with Ashton Hampton and Avion Terrell, Lucas, if they can, maybe as a swing corner, and then introduce a Strozier, Gibson, a Corian Gibson, and Tink Kelly more, and work them into a rotation a little bit more, maybe for Troy.
28-87, Tom Allen, sideline or up in the booth? And he also, this is Ray from Walhalla, wants to know, punter, ?
I think the indications seem to point that an increasing comfort with Tom Allen up in the booth calling the game, particularly because, I think they've got more, you've got so many support staff and coaches down there who can do those things. I get any coach wanting to have the feel there, but I think his job is, for this game and with what they have pieced around him, is more calling the game, being analytical from up in the box. And so I think that's probably the direction that is being leaned right now. Punter, I think Jack Smith will be the guy and go out there first. And I don't think that it is going to be a short leash for him, but you want to see what those first couple punts, assuming there are first couple punts, will be. But I think he is the guy going into the first game. I think he's got a big enough leg. It's just a matter of, can he minimize the the 30-yard shanks here or there, kind of raising the floor for what they do. And I think they all kind of struggle with that here and there. But let's see what he does under the lights. He's got more experience at it than the other candidates there, and I think it's probably the more consistent of the three. So you give him a shot and see what he can do.
Two-part question here from 2238. Number one, any chance at Darius Gray? I think I can answer that one. That's South Carolina. Is that pretty easy to
say? I believe so. Okay. LSU would be the only one that could swoop in and flip that one, but I think South Carolina, yes.
All right, and then the other part is big names to monitor in the 27 class. You've rolled out a bunch of these already, and it's very, very early, obviously, but any names you'd like to point out for our caller here, our listener here?
Oh, I mean, there are going to be at least 15 offered guys coming in for the camp, coming in for the opener versus LSU next week, as well as a few others who are going to be offered. You know, as far as big names, I mean, you really kind of go by position. I think it's going to be a big linebacker class for Clemson, considering they don't have one yet or right now. And you've got some bigger names, and Caden Henderson out of Tampa, who's going to be a national recruit coming in. You've got Quentin Cypher out of Raleigh coming. So those are two big linebackers there. Corner is going to be huge for this class as well, given the numbers they've had, as well as that there's a high-profile in-state guy in Josh Dobson from Catawba Ridge. He'll be at the game. And so I think those are kind of the big ones. Carter Jones, an offensive lineman from Virginia, that I think is going to be a Clemson-Tennessee battle. That Clemson's got some connection there with. He'll be a 6'6", 290, a big kid. I think will be a higher profile guy. You're bringing in Kennedy Brown, a 5-star from Texas, who will be making his game visit that weekend. The lone wide receiver Clemson's offered, Jay Simmons out of Godby High School in Tallahassee. Clemson has some relationship there and some advantages through DeAndre McDaniel and his connections as an alum there. I think Clemson sits in a strong position there, despite him being in Florida State's backyard. So those are some of the big ones, as well as Trey Segarra, running back out of Burns, Clemson's only running back offer right now. Obviously, South Carolina, a dual South Carolina alum, both his parents are Gamecocks, but Tennessee is strong in there. So I think those are kind of some of the big ones who jump out right now.
Paul Schuler is our guest. We're taking text on our Adams cover for text line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. 2653, ask, tight end, question mark. And I'll even expand on that personnel-wise and even, like, identity-wise. What do we need to see or what could you expect to see out of the tight ends in the season?
That's going to be fascinating and one I think that evolves through the year because I think they've got some really good personnel there. Now, the job of the tight end at Clemson, to me, is a complementary piece. I think the dynamics change this year because you've got some better run blocking options. And that's not to necessarily knock Jake Brenningstuhl, but there are times he was not the most effective blocker, even though I think he was willing. But I think an Olsen Pat Henry has shown to have some feistiness to him, and gives them a different dynamic. Now, Brenningstuhl had a larger catch radius, more of a red zone weapon. But I think you can probably do more between the 20s and as a run blocker with Pat Henry. And I think as our buzz that we've gathered is that Josh Sapp is a good player there and a veteran who can kind of do a lot of the same things. But Christian Bentancur, I think is a young Davis Allen. And I think he is as Pat Henry has been out with some injury through camp, I think that has given Bentancur the opportunity to show his wares with the first team some, and I think it's probably worked his way into the conversation to get some usage in the LSU opener, as well as be a factor this season, probably much sooner than a lot of folks were anticipating. But he's a 6'5 to 6'6, kind of big strapping guy who I think gives a different presence, can give you more as an inline tight end than any of those guys can, but also be the larger catch radius guy and short area type tight end. But, it was a top 100 recruit as a receiver coming out of high school who arrives with more pass catching prowess than Davis Allen did.
I just don't want to say when it comes to Betancourt, no headbands, no frosted tips, and just block somebody. Like, just find, just you know, like, just try to block one person, and you might get an upgrade there. Anyway, with that said, tell me about Tiger Illustrated. We are counting them down, buddy. When we talk next week, we're actually going to talk about a game plan and personnel at LSU. But between now and then, a great place to subscribe at TigerIllustrated.com.
Certainly. You know, we've had our team writer, Larry Williams, had tremendous coverage here so far through camp, kind of giving all the returns from behind the scenes. More of that going into our weekend. Our popular season forecast comes out Sunday. The return of our Monday Insider, kind of starting to dig into a lot of the recruiting news that we'll have rolling out through next week, and some names that we haven't unveiled yet. So plenty to still to come, and you know, the anticipation is what makes it fun. So a lot of good buildup coming up this week on our site.
I speak Street Louise. Did you get what I was laying down there with that last comment? Do you speak Plowlerese? You got that? Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
But Betancourt has a lot of anchor to him, a lot more anchor than Brenning Stuhl
okay.
did. Like
right.
He's got more behind to him that can do some driving there.
All right, I like it. Hey, have a great week. Hope the family's well, and let's talk about game plan and personnel and LSU when we visit next week.
Absolutely. Welcome back, college football. Appreciate it, Mickey.
You too, Paul. Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com. Subscribe, and don't share passwords. Subscribe to that. Hey, Patterson Tax Service, doing your taxes for you all over the place. I love that Russell sent me the text earlier. He was playing down in Charleston, I guess it was. I think it was. And guy said, hey, are you the Pat Tax guy? Yeah. They're knowing that everywhere now. Yeah. We love the Patterson Tax Service. Love what they're doing for us. And that's one thing I need to reemphasize today. Because of technology, because of FaceTimes and Zooms, and because of scanning and sending documents and emailing documents, wherever you can hear my voice right now, they can do your taxes for you. Sam, about 8-10 years ago, someone, they were in stationed in Bahrain or Afghanistan somewhere, whatever, and they're listening to a show on our app, and this military person, and they say, hey, I got a complicated deal with my family's taxes. Can the Patterson Tax Service do my and the guy says, like, I'm overseas now for the next 6 months with deployment. Can the Patterson Tax Service do it for me? I went, yes, of course. So no matter where you are, no matter where you're stationed in the world today, where you're listed on this great app that we have and this great website we have, the Patterson Tax Service can do your taxes, do your tax planning evaluation for you. Employ them to do that. You're going to love Patterson Tax Service, 864-859-8289. Two open phone line segments. Sam, I'm excited about what we're going to talk about when you come back after this.
Hello, Medicare recipients and Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. This time of year, most of us are trying to work in vacation, lamenting about our Braves, and anticipating a huge college year out of the Tigers, Gamecocks, and Dawgs. The last thing we want to think about is Medicare, and I get it. I will encourage you, however, to find at least a few minutes to think about your health care situation. For instance, if you already have Medicare, do you know if you have the best plan for your individual needs? If Medicare is just around the bend for you as a turning 65 person or through disability, are you up on your responsibilities here? Do you have a good agent or any agent at all? If you see yourself in any of these scenarios, please give us a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And remember, all of my services come at no cost to you. And have a great summer.
Once active and adventurous, Stephanie was sidelined by joint pain. She was losing touch with what gave her real joy.
I want to stay active, and if I don't do something now to feel better, that will keep me out hiking and running and doing all those activities, my health's going to suffer from it. I had the treatment at QC Kinetics.
They're all natural, regenerative treatments to use the restorative biologics from Stephanie's body. As the healing properties went to work, Stephanie realized something one day.
I was like, wow, I don't feel any pain. I have no problem going up and down stairs. I have no problem going down mountains. Snowboarding felt good again.
If you see Stephanie, give her a thumbs up. That is, if you can catch her.
And now I can totally keep up with my friends in their 30s, and I'm 55.
Don't even think about giving up. There's lots of life left to live. Call now for a free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
It's bow time. When mornings are hectic, your breakfast doesn't have to be. Head to Bojangles and grab two sausage and egg biscuits for just $5. Double the protein, double the flavor, all on our legendary made-from-scratch biscuits. Order in the app or head to Bojangles today. It's bow time.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Friends, here's something you probably already know. America is in a health crisis. Me, you, and our friends and family. It's a health crisis that's caused by being overweight, and so many of these issues could be resolved if we could just get our weight under control. Hey friends, it's Mike Vaughn from The Mickey Plyler Show, and I've seen it all firsthand with a family member who has tried the weight loss drugs and shots. I mean, who wants to take shots, plus all of the side effects, and when the shots end, the weight just seems to come right back. That's why I've been so excited about my experience with PhD Weight Loss. They've helped me learn how to eat and think about food differently. They help their patients drop up to a third of their body weight naturally without ever taking those weight loss drugs. PhD Weight Loss helps you wake up your own body's metabolism so that your body produces its own weight loss hormones. Reach out to my great friends at PhD Weight Loss in the Greenville office at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
The Anderson Area Touchdown Club is celebrating their 44th football season kickoff with Faxon Childress and John Hite broadcasting live on Friday, August 22nd from 9 till noon at the Anderson Institute of Technology at 315 Pyramid Dairy Road. Faxon and John will be interviewing Anderson County High School football coaches and key players, and you're invited to come experience it in person and while there enjoy free Papa John's pizza. Visit the Anderson Area Touchdown Club on Facebook or call 864-616-6471.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
There's discussion, Sam, about the best guitar player in the world. Let me just throw in Keith Richards when it comes to the riffs. Not overall guitar. Well, guitar's great. I mean, he's an unbelievable player. But, like, some of those unbelievable, well-known riffs. All right, so I've done this big, you know, Engineer Sleep. I've got the Engineer Sleep mattress and the best mattress in the world. And I've combined this thing. So, Sam, just last night I have – 84% of my sleep performance last night. That's good. That's a solid B. 97% on my hours needed. My consistency, this is awful because I go to bed at different times during the weekend, weekdays, that hurts me there. My efficiency last night was 94%. I had an hour and 56 minutes of REM sleep, which is past what I needed. Deep sleep, an hour and 18 minutes. Light sleep, 3:16. I was only awake for 29 minutes last night. So I only slept for 7 hours, but it was great REM sleep last night. And I monitor it now, but I'm giving all the credit in the world to Engineer Sleep. And this unbelievable Engineer Sleep bed. We love Engineer Sleep. And if you just sit your college kid off and the mattress that they needed, you needed a Today mattress, thus under $500. This is the Costco or the Sam's Club deal, the best mattress for this kind of money. Or if you sent their mattress with them and you need to replace it in their bedroom or guest bedroom now, or you know, mother-in-law suite type stuff, do that. So great friends, Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. All right, Sam, I told you you're going to love this segment. You're either going to love me or hate me, and you're going to think I'm the biggest idiot in the world, or you're going to think that, you know what, this guy's innovatively thinking here. So let me tell you the genesis of this, all right, the catalyst of this whole thing. Tony Romo led the Cowboys to a great regular season one time. And then as he was getting ready for a playoff, they had the week off in the wild card round, okay? I don't know if you remember this or not, but actually the Cowboys got a bye, okay? I know this is a long time ago. But Tony Romo spent the week or a couple of days, and they had a couple of days off, down in Mexico with Jessica Simpson that he was dating at the time, which they called Yoko Romo.
Yeah.
Yeah. You remember that, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to be called Yoko anything. Anyway, yeah. She was Yoko Romo. I think this is a Parcells take. But in criticizing that, Parcells says the one thing you can't have is a celebrity quarterback. That once you get into the quarterback is bigger as a celebrity, or it takes on a celebrity role, then it becomes a distraction. All right, so I went with this. I was downtown eating lunch at the time, and there's a Clemson quarterback who came in. And by the way, I'm very, very jealous of the hair because I have bad hair. All right, but the starting quarterback Clemson that year walked in, and he had one of these headbands that was pulling your hair back. It was a tiny little thing. I'm not talking about the great big headband. I'm talking about and you're pulling your hair back. And I was like, man, to be honest with you, and the guy didn't have a very good year, but I was like, to be honest with you, I don't want my quarterback to be headband guy. And I just made fun of frosted tip, headband, won't block anybody guy, tight end kind of guy, or go down way too easy after the catch, as one of our texters pointed out. And so I don't want my quarterback to be headband guy. And to the point now, I disagree with this one. A family member of mine says your quarterback can't be shield guy, like face mask shield guy. There are examples of face mask shield guys that are good quarterbacks. But his point is, too often times, it's not the case. Maybe so. By the way, I've got some wrong guesses. It was not Charlie Whitehurst. But I got some right guesses on this thing as well.
Multiple guesses coming in.
Yeah. And the second guess, you guys have got it right. All right, I'll throw all that. I don't want pretty boy quarterback, in other words. I don't want celebrity quarterback. You know why I love Taj? Taj never gotten all that stuff. Taj always worked, never took days off, and worked, and wasn't concerned about headband guy or sweatband guy. You know, armband guy. I don't want to be that guy. So, Sam, right off the bat.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna compartmentalize it a little bit there, too. Would you agree with A, I don't want my quarterback to be celebrity guy?
I think you can get away with it more in the NFL, but you probably don't want it to be obvious in college. Yeah. Can I say that?
Yeah. Well, Trevor had good hair, and Trevor had to do hair. Trevor had to do it to keep her hair out of the eyes, not for pretty boy. And I was never concerned about Trevor and the hair stuff. Number two, you like it, headband guy. Trevor blew it because he had great hair and hairband guy there. But the other guys, if you're so talented, maybe you can overcome it.
Yeah, I think it's I don't care what hair they've got. As long as they don't have the little Lego thing that Antonio Brown had going 1 year. You know what? Antonio Brown played really well that year, so maybe you can still get away with it.
All right. How about quarterback and face mask guy?
What do you mean by like a visor?
Visor guy, yeah.
Oh,
visor guy.
Yeah, you can be. I don't care about that.
All right, let me ask you this.
It protects you. I watched Deshaun Watson when he was on the Texans and still good at football get poked in the eye and throw a touchdown
because
he didn't have the visor.
If you need
the visor, put the visor on.
All right. In the NFL, let's do this. Let me give you the top 10 NFL quarterbacks.
Sure.
All right. Mahomes number one. That's easy, right? He's headband guy.
I don't know. He doesn't have like long hair.
No, but doesn't he wear the big headband? I don't know. But
I don't know
face
what you
mask
mean by headband guy.
You know the big huge logo headband.
Like he wears a physical. Oh. I don't know. Under his helmet?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He didn't wear a shield, though, does he?
I don't think he wears the super fancy visors, though.
Okay,
no, visors. He does not wear the visor.
Okay. Lamar Jackson?
Lamar can do whatever he wants.
Does he have a shield, though?
I don't know the visor straight. You'll have to Google the Lamar Jackson. I don't know the visors off the top of my head. I'm sure he has a visor. Yeah, he's got a visor.
He does?
Yeah, I think Lamar's doing okay.
Okay. Lamar's not headband guy, though.
No.
All right. How about who's the third best quarterback in the league?
Josh Allen. You can put any of those three in any order.
Okay. All right. He's not shield guy. Is he? He's not headband guy either, I don't feel like.
I don't think so.
Joe Burrow is not shield guy. Is he headband guy? He's a pretty boy. He's got great hair.
Joe Burrow's definitely a pretty boy.
Okay, but does he have great hair? He has great hair, but is he a headband guy? I don't know. I need to see that.
I don't think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Can't really think of headband guys.
Kate Klubnik is not headband guy. He's not shield guy.
No.
Sellers is goggle guy.
So what you're saying, what you're saying is you want your quarterback to have no swag whatsoever.
Yes! I don't want swag!
No,
you know what I want
swag.
My quarterback? I want mental toughness. I want physical toughness. I want leadership. I want arm. I want accuracy. I want processing.
The idea that my sweatbands
have to look pretty. That my, you know, this is that cat in the house. Bo's going this way, door slamming up again. I don't want any of that pretty stuff, man. I don't want frosted tip guy. I don't want long flowing again outside of Trevor.
Looking for how to figure this what you were talking about, and I'm like, it hit me. I'm like, oh, he just wants the dude to go out there.
Yes.
Give the quarterback neck roll for all you.
Well, yes. You know, one of the things that drives me crazy is I don't like the guy because they've got their own contracts with the hat companies. That as soon as you come off the sidelines, you have to take your helmet off and you got to put your hat on because you get paid for a number of views with your hat. You know, the NFL guys get that. It's college guys don't get that where you got to go baseball cap. But you know what I'm talking about. NFL, man, as soon as you come off the sidelines, you got to give your hat to the manager, helmet to the manager guy because you got to get your hat on because you're not getting a hat contract.
I now see exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
The headband. I don't care about the headband. I don't care what they're wearing. I don't care what they're doing. I don't care what they're wearing. As long as they can sling the ball and they don't throw 40 interceptions, I'm cool with whatever they're doing. I do see what you're saying. Now you just go out there and, you know, I will say Tom Brady, pretty boy quarterback.
Yeah, but
celebrity. He was a celebrity.
Yeah.
Goat.
Yeah.
You can. There's levels to it. You don't want them to get distracted. When you think about the Tony Romo.
Yeah.
Yoko Romo weekend. I think about a different one. I don't think about a quarterback. I think about when Odell and the Giants wide receiver went on that boat during the week before a playoff game.
Yes.
Which really wasn't a big deal, but then they lost, so then it became a big deal.
Yeah, but then you saw like what their record was after that.
They lost the playoff game, yeah.
And yeah,
they
like,
dropped like two touchdowns.
Oh, yeah.
Odell's
yeah.
boat picture. and they asked him about it afterwards, like, man, it really didn't end up making a difference, but I wish we didn't go on that damn boat.
Yeah, I'm serious. That's exactly right. No, I'm not going to read your boats and hoes text messages right now. All right, final segment when we come back. I saw the best sporting event of the summer last night. I'll tell you about it after a short break. Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark and Amanda and the great team take care of you. We love Prime Lending. We love PrimeLendingSC.com. They'll do an incredible job for you at PrimeLendingSC.com. Get your mortgage. They'll have the best rates, the customer service end of it. You're refinancing, you're remodeling, or you're buying a house right now. Go with the best in the business. Go to Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Short break, final segment right after this.
The countdown is on. 9 days until Clemson Tiger football. Brought to you by Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney.
Play action. Klubnik back to pass. Rolls right side. Looking downfield. Going to take off, run with it. Across the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Klubnik, touchdown! 34-yard touchdown run for Cade Klubnik.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Are you tired of searching for insurance on the web, only to be bombarded by emails and phone calls of companies that say they can save you money? Well, now you can make one phone call and let the Ben Mason Insurance Agency put together a comprehensive plan for either your auto, home, or life insurance. We can put together a plan for you to meet your budget. Call Ben or David at 864-578-7100 for your one-stop quote and personalized service. At the Ben Mason Insurance Agency, we put your needs first. Call today.
Get ready for a night of Southern charm, music, and heartwarming hilarity. Sean Dietrich, the beloved humorist, multi-instrumentalist, and storyteller, takes the stage September 6th at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. From columns in Southern Living to appearances on the Grand Ole Opry, Sean's tales of life in the American South are laugh-out-loud funny.
Thanks, Mom.
And refreshingly honest. Join us for a truly unforgettable evening and stick around for a meet-and-greet after the show. Tickets at WalhallaPack.com.
That's what I like about the South.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Dreaming of building your dream home on your own land without the hassle of having to draw plans from scratch? Introducing Homesites by Hunter Quinn Homes. From cozy and quaint to spacious and grand, our award-winning floor plans are the perfect starting point for your dream home, allowing you to customize our plans to fit your needs. Our dedicated local team will make the building process a breeze. Don't settle for a one-size-fits-all home. Search Hunter Quinn Homesites online to explore our plans and build a home on your land that's truly yours.
At Toyota of Easley, now is the best time to get a closeout deal on the last remaining new 2024 Toyota Tacomas or get a new 2025 Toyota Tundra or Tacoma with financing rates as low as 1.99%. With Norris-built accessories, you can also have your truck customized your way, any make or model handled by certified Toyota technicians. Call 864-855-2233. Visit toyotaofeasley.com or stop by for a test drive today on Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Final segment. You know, the one guy that epitomizes what we're talking about is nail polish guy. I would have never believed. Look, I thought we'd talk about headband guy, hairband guy, shield guy, swag guy, but I would have never thought I'd be talking about nail polish guy. You know, you also had to put this in there, too, is male purse guy. For some reason in the NFL, I've got Louis Vuitton purses and almost like dresses that these guys are wearing now, like what they wear in the pregame. No, but you can't have 20 touchdowns and 6 picks and be nail polish guy. Now, apparently he looked good. Caleb Williams looked good in week 2, and now all of a sudden he's going to win the NFL MVP. Does he still do nails, though? Do we just put the opponent up there of disrespecting the opponent?
I would assume he still does nail polish. A lot of athletes do now. It's not just him. There's a ton of football players. Ryan Williams does it too at Alabama. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah. And what did Ryan Williams do in the last half of the season last year?
Well, he's only 17.
Don't you have to be a certain age to get your nail polish done?
Someone said two mouthpiece guy. The mouthpiece in the mouth, and then the mouthpiece hanging off the helmet.
Yes.
And one of them is like lime green.
Yeah. Like how many? Yeah. Because you got to have that. Like how many mouthpieces do you need?
I sent you the tweet. It's a good tweet.
It's a great tweet.
The tweet about receivers tweeting diva quotes.
Yes.
You need your receiver to be a diva with a ton of swag. You want your running back, ideally, to be Nick Chubb if you could get it, is my opinion.
Yes.
And you want your quarterback to be as swagless as possible in college. In the NFL, I don't care. But in college, you want him to be as swagless as humanly possible.
I don't mind my wide receiver being, you know, high maintenance a little bit. Here's what I don't want, though. I don't want my wide receiver to come off the field. We just drove the ball down the field, 8 plays and 80 yards, where the running back rushed for 40, the tight end caught a 20-yard pass, the other wide receivers caught 3 passes for 20 yards and a touchdown, and then my guy's over there upset. Look, pal, we just scored. I don't care if you didn't touch it. We just scored. Like, let's go. Let me get Scott in Greenville. Scott, thanks for hanging on, buddy. How you doing?
Mick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, my friend. I'm great. Hope you are, too.
Have you seen the new wedding cloaks that these dudes are wearing, too?
No.
Big, long trains behind them look like a big cape.
What
and
are you talking about?
Big, long train. The men. Man, it's crazy. Weirdos.
What are we talking about?
Hey, I was coming tonight, and I was still coming, but I got a whole stash of Braves gear I was bringing Sam, and he tells me he ain't even going to be there.
No, Sam's got another event tonight. Sam's big time on us tonight. He'll do that to us every once in a while.
It's not by design, yeah. I promise.
Hold on. Men are wearing wedding cloak? What are you talking about? Who's doing this?
Yeah, man.
I haven't seen that.
It's just a new thing, man.
I have not.
I'm looking it up now.
Ridiculous.
Are these athletes that are doing this?
A bunch of people. Just a bunch of weirdos, man.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
That ain't happening. Not my world. That ain't happening.
Nope, nope, nope. Hey, how about you fighting Irmos down there? Fighting Mickey Plylers.
Let me tell you this. It was the best sporting event of the summer. In case you missed it, they're down 1-0 going to the bottom of the last inning against South Dakota. They score one with the bases loaded. They score one in the bottom of the sixth to send it to extra innings. South Dakota comes up, extra innings, top of the seventh, puts up a 5 spot, goes up 6-1. Irmo comes back and puts up a 6 spot in the bottom of the seventh inning to advance.
You started it 45 years ago.
That foundation is upon solid rock. 40 years ago of what Irmo baseball is all about.
Yeah, that's right, man.
It's just championship pedigree that goes back, the lineage goes back to 40 years ago. When this foundation
started it all.
Oh, yeah. Well, not just me. I mean, it's what Billy Chastain did, and Tommy Jones and Todd and Chad Frick and Jeff Parrott and Jeff Bramlett. And, man, these guys Steve Spigner and Mike Davis, Pat O'Brien and Todd Miller, Chris Biggs. That's what that foundation's laid upon. Solid, just the pedigree, man. Like, it's in your blood. You're born with it. And Irmo.
Yep.
Everybody knows that.
Yep. Done good down there. Yeah. And man, I got to get my day started. But
we're going to see it tonight, though.
10 days, man.
All right, we're going to see you tonight.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm coming tonight. Right. But 10 days, man. We are under single digits. We are there.
Love it, buddy.
Time to go get ready.
Let's go.
All right, man.
All right, buddy.
See
Take
you
care
later.
Of yourself. Is the landman with us?
That's the landman right there. It's Lando!
First day of class?
Yeah, first day of class. First day of class.
Did you have an 8 o'clock this morning?
I thought I was going to, but they switched it to completely online for my 8 a.m. class. So no 8 a.m. class for me on my senior year.
So you're Johnny Manzelling it, speaking of quarterbacks. Got a little Johnny Manziel.
I wouldn't say that, but, you know. I still had to keep my promise that I was going to call you on the first day of class. So here we are.
All right. What do you got today? The rest of the day. What's the whole day look like for you, class wise?
I'm going to go meet with kind of my athletic communications guy. We're going to have a meeting about what we want to do with the sports this year, and then I have a class at 2 p.m. and then that's it. I'm done for the day.
You like the 2 p.m. stuff? You like it that late in the day?
I mean, it's all right. You know, I get to kind of do whatever I want through the morning, kind of hang out. Might go get some breakfast here in a second.
I like it.
And then, yeah.
How's it feel to sleep in a little bit, though? Because you've been up at 5 forever, and you got a little sleep in there right now.
I know. Like, even this, I woke up at like 8. I mean, that feels like I missed half the day because I'd been waking up at 4:45 my entire summer, you know?
Since you left us, the Red Sox have fallen apart. Now, you got a big 4-game set with the Yankees coming up now, though, in Yankee Stadium. But, man, you guys have just fallen apart.
I mean, I wouldn't say necessarily, like, falling apart. You know, just, you know, a couple more bumps in the road.
Well,
it was actually what I wanted to call you about, right. Actually. I'm sure you've already talked about it. Did you see they're going to do the regional divisions? And it could be Boston, the Mets, the Phillies, and the Yankees in one region.
Yeah, if we go that route. Then that's a heck of a region.
I don't know if I'm, you know, that's a tough one there. I feel like it's going to just, you know, we're going to be one game behind and still miss the playoffs somehow. That's unbelievable.
I don't like it. But it'd be exciting to get.
It
that
would
thing
be
done.
Exciting.
Yeah. Four games set, by the way.
The Yankees is all about it.
Oh no! What you're game and a half behind? See, you ran your mouth. You and Sam ran your mouth about the Yankees. Now look up, and we're ahead of both of you because you guys. It's karma came back bitching the butt.
It won't lead to anything. It will lead to an ALCS exit, if that.
Oh, we're not without Garrett Cole. We have no chance.
You're probably losing the wild card. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, not Schmidt and Cole. Like this whole season, been nothing but a rebuild through all that. But.
You can't rebuild with spending the most money.
When everybody's hurt.
It's a rebuild. You got like a $280 million payroll.
Yeah, with everybody on the IL.
Rebuilding.
Oh, no, everybody's hurt, man. You know that.
You can't rebuild the IL. That's not how it works. You can't.
The Braves fans are telling me that. Oh, we're excited because next year you get all these guys back. The Braves fans can do it. We can do it.
Whatever.
You blame it on injuries. Yeah. Hey, you lost a big injury guy, though, I saw the other day. Who was it the Red Sox lost?
Mayer.
Yeah, out for the year, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be honest. He wasn't playing that well, so I'd rather he just take his time, to be honest.
I got you. All right, 2 o'clock today. Hey, if they do anything besides pass out the syllabus and take a roll and maybe give me a 5-minute deal, and don't let the professor stay in class all day today. Like, this is the first day, man. We got to work our way into this thing.
Landon, do not do anything like Johnny Manziel.
No, Johnny Manziel.
Okay. No.
Yeah. No,
all right. Hey, don't be a stranger. Good luck to the Red Sox next week.
Okay. Yeah. I'll call you. I'll make sure to call you when we pull out the brooms.
All right. You'll need to. See you, buddy. Take care.
All right, see you.
Let me get one more. Eric, final phone call of the day. Eric, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Mickey?
Blessed. Hope you are, too.
Hey, Mickey. I'm a big fan of the show. I had a quick question for you to end the show off. All right. I'm not sure if you saw the clip on TikTok. It's a little podcast. He said that Nussmeier needs to run right into T.J. Parker's chin strap to set the tone. I was just calling to see what you think about that.
Yeah, please.
Clip or not.
Yeah, please do that, Nussmeier. Please sign up for TJ Parker's face mask. Yeah, I want to see that. First of all, Nussmeier doesn't carry the ball. Like, they don't, there are very few planned runs, and he has to scramble a little bit. He's not a bad athlete, but the idea that you're going to line up and run Nussmeier, yeah, I'd love for that because that means he's not throwing it downfield. Yeah, sign me up for some of that. Yeah. A guy that has a grand total, by the way, last year carried it 34 times for minus 38 yards. So, yeah, I want you to run Nussmeier, TikTok guy. Let's run that one and see how that works out for you.
I'm a big fan of the show, though, Mickey. We got 9 days left.
All right, Eric. Hey, man, I appreciate that for sure. Where are you calling from, by the way?
I'm in Fort Mill. I'm the Orkin guy in Fort Mill, so I cover all of Fort Mill.
I love it, my friend.
From Rock Hill, though.
I love for the growing part of the state, Fort Mill. Have a great one. Don't be a stranger, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Sam, this is my Brad Hughes going the extra mile. Brad Hughes at allset.com. Brad Hughes Insurance.com. 292-3001. Brad Hughes, get better coverage, get better rates. Maybe Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Two quick things. Number one, when Sellers took the goggles off and the face mask off, rec specs off, he did better. And number two, Sam, I lost my train of thought there. Doggone it. I'll save it coming back from that. But, You got to get – who your guardians have, oh, by the way. Oh, yeah. Number two, by the way. Yeah, sign me up for running Garrett Nussmeier. Yeah, run him. Let me see how that works out for you, running right at T.J. Parker.
I fear that will not go well.
He's not a threat.
That's not Nussmeier's game, man.
No. TikTok guys stick to TikTok. His entire rushing career, last year – he had there's one game last year in which he had positive yards rushing. Well, he had one carry for 7 yards against Baylor and 6 carries for 8 yards against Alabama. Run, Nussmeier, run. Run the Nuss bus. That would suit me. We are actually playing the music now, Sam. 2 minutes, Joe. What do you have?
It's going to be an everyday thing.
Every day. You asked for it? Yeah, you got it.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
I forgot what my 2-minute drill was, but I want to say once again congratulations to the Fighting Mickey Plylers down in Irmo, South Carolina, who continue to mow down the opponents on their way to a hopeful for you and your Fighting Mickey Plylers.
Yes.
Little League World Series Championship. Also, one last plug before tomorrow, and I'll plug it again tomorrow. High school football game of the week. That is my responsibility. I'm excited for it this year. We have a poll up on theroarfm.com and on our app. Go vote for where me and Nick Costello go next week. We'll be at Easley High School tomorrow.
We got Pickens Easley.
Got a good rivalry.
Oh, man.
Go vote on the poll for next week. 5 choices, plenty of good ones, plenty of ranked teams.
You got Blue Flame and Green Wave. Blue and Green don't like each other. These people don't. I mean, that's a rivalry over there. Larry Munson once said, Clemson and Georgia get together, they hit each other in the head, the backside of axes. Like, they just don't, I don't want to condone that, but they don't do any of that, man. They don't, Pickens and Easley don't like each other. So, get with that one. Hey, I've been speaking to Eric Newton a lot lately, and man, things are going great for Eric and the Eric Newton group and the Newton Scott group, what they're doing in Focus Construction and tiger-properties.com. I just want you to check out Greenleaf right now, the townhomes that are awesome, that are so close to campus. tiger-properties.com. Look at Greenleaf. You'll love anything you need in real estate. We'll take care of you at ericnewton.com. My 2-minute drill is I can't wait to talk to Faxon about an unbelievable signing from Tottenham. Oh, they didn't sign him. Oh, I'm sorry, Faxon. I'm sorry. You've been talking about signing this Eze kid forever. Now you don't sign him, so I'm sorry, Faxon. I'm sorry. Hey, on a very serious note, Freddie Cunningham is doing it with us tonight. Come out and see it. It's going to be awesome. 5 to 8:30, Sunnyside Brewing, right there at Unity Park. Come on, see us, man. We'd love to have it. A great show there. Let me thank Kelly Hester, women's golf coach at Clemson, Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com. Sam, great job. Friday, man, we're going to talk about week zero tomorrow. I can't wait for that. Up next, Faxon and John, two of my favorite people. Have a great Thursday. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we'll see you right here on the radio.